This morning, the opposition has outlined more of its proposed policy on asylum seekers. Immigration spokesman Scott Morrison has flown to Nauru to inspect the facilities there, which were badly damaged by rioting detainees 11 days ago. And the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, has appeared on Breakfast Television this morning on Channel 7. Joining me is Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane. Sabra, good morning. What has Mr. Abbott had to say this morning?
Mr. Abbott has put a little bit of detail on the policy release. He's confirmed that the opposition's immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison, has been able to confirm with Nauru that it could quickly boost capacity on the island to accommodate up to 2,000 people. The ABC has sought to gain independent details about this policy this morning. We've had great difficulty. We were initially referred to a News Limited publication for the details. And the Australian does report this morning that Nauru could house 2,000 people quite quickly, that eventually there would be capacity to house up to 5,000 people there, that they'd be kept there under a five-year deal. Not sure of the total cost or how quickly the capacity of 5,000 could be reached. In the last few minutes, I've been given a little bit more detail from the opposition about this. It also says that the coalition would seek to establish a major post-assessment accommodation village for at least another 2,000 people on Nauru who were found to be refugees, and that these people would receive a small allowance consistent with the local costs of living while they pursued resettlement options. News Limited also reports that slum housing in Nauru would be refurbished to accommodate some of these asylum seekers. Now, as you mentioned, Mr. Abbott appeared on commercial TV a short time ago to talk a little bit about this. He was asked if he'd consulted regional leaders about this policy. He said there was no need to because the coalition hadn't changed its policy direction in this particular area, but he did speak about the accommodation plans. Let's hear from him now.
Nauru is quite a pleasant island. Nauru is by no means an unpleasant place to live, and over time you would have better facilities. We would be using tents initially because that's what you have to do if you're going to ramp up accommodation very quickly, and we may need a very significant accommodation capacity on Nauru, but over time you would have the kind of accommodation that was there before and which tragically has recently just been burnt down.
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, speaking on commercial television this morning. Our chief political correspondent, Sabra Lane, is with us. Sabra, is this similar to what the government's proposing on Manus Island in PNG?
Look, it is similar. The government's looking to boost capacity there quickly too by establishing virtually what amounts to a tent city. It's talking about a future capacity of up to 3,000 people, but not willing to put a final number on how many people will be sent there. We understand that the Immigration Department is very close to sending its first group to Manus Island. The indication earlier was that it might happen today. I'm not sure that the immigration facilities there are just ready yet, but certainly it will happen within days.
And what's the government had to say, if anything, about this latest development?
Well, the Immigration Minister, Tony Burke, has said that he held similar discussions on Nauru last week about boosting capacity there on the island and with doing so with tents. He says it's not dissimilar to what the government is considering now. But he's also taken a swipe at the opposition. He spoke to News Radio a short time ago.
I think it's important that we get beyond a political game on this. There are aspects of what the coalition have announced today that they haven't fully thought through, but I don't think that's reason to just go around dismissing it. For example, to nominate the figure of 2,000 places I think is silly, and I think if they had the chance to reflect on that, they wouldn't have rushed to the media with that figure. If you think about it, that once you give a number like 2,000, you say to the people smugglers, here you go, this is how many people you need to send before you can fill it, and then you would go back to business as usual. I don't think that's a smart or sensible thing for the coalition to have done. Similarly, I'm not sure why they're flagging that it might be possible for people to be settled in Australia. We already have an arrangement which they, I thought, agreed with, which said that if you come by boat without a visa, you won't be settled in Australia, and that's the arrangement with Papua New Guinea. The concept of using tents and marquees is no different to what we've been saying for rapid expansion, what I'd already flagged for both Manus Island and for Nauru. So that part of it makes sense. The critical thing that rule out settlement in Australia and say that people won't be settled there, because it's that difference that says to the people smugglers, you no longer have a product to sell.
The Federal Immigration Minister, Tony Burke, and before that, our Chief Political Correspondent, Sabra Lane.